Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, the value of currency, not so easy to understand. For example, the money in your bank account is really just a set of numbers whose value generally stays the same. But take it out of the bank for a while? Well, then cash and coin aren't always worth what they say they are. For example, how much could an old $20 gold coin be worth? About 20 bucks? Right? No. Wrong. Try $15 million. And right now, that $15 million coin, as well as sheets of $100,000 bills, are sitting in Heinz Convention Center. That's where the American Numismatic Association is hosting the World's Money Fair through Saturday, and where we went to join coin collectors on their hunt for the next great treasure.
Hi, my name is Don Perlman. I'm a former member of the Board of Governors of the American Numismatic Association, and this is literally the world's fair of money. You can see a half cent to $100,000 bill. There are items for sale that are a dollar or two each to items that are over $1 million and everything in between. Boston is a historical city. People here have a great sense of history, as they should, and money is history you can hold in your hands. Every coin, every piece of paper money ever made has a story to tell about people, places, and events. Some very famous artists and sculptors have designed money. Back at the turn of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, President Theodore Roosevelt personally commissioned Augustus St. Gaudens to redesign United States money. And one of the most beautiful coins, according to many collectors, is what we call the St. Gaudens Double Eagle. It's a $20 gold
coin. And the eagle looks like he's just flapping his wings off the surface of that coin. My name is Karen Lee. I'm the project director for the National Numismatic Collection at the National Museum of American History at the Smithsonian. We get this very vibrant, full-bodied Lady Liberty charging with confidence into the sunset. And she's a gorgeous image, and she captures so much history about a president who worked with a famous sculptor to redesign American coins. This is a really important story because it links us to a time when money had intrinsic value. Now it's representational.
My name's Jeff Garrett. I'm a rare coin dealer from Lexington, Kentucky, and the name of my company is Mid-American Rare Coin Gallery. I have always been fascinated by money. I mean, the first coin collectors, the Romans collected Greek coins, so it goes back pretty far. So probably the ones I have here, my personal favorites, there's a $10 gold piece from 1801. It's got a what they call a classic bust figure on the front. You see, it's like a bust portrait. It's got a heraldic eagle on the reverse with the eagle with the wings outspread. And it's got 13 stars represent the colonies, the original colonies. And this, you look at the obverse, and you can see it's got, you know, great luster, mint condition. So it's about a $35,000 coin.
The World's Money Fair ends tomorrow at the Heinz Convention Center. Up next, Jason
Moran.
Music
felt like a chore. And hearing Thelonious Monk, I felt, well, he's playing the same instrument. He's playing a piano, yet it seems free. And this is connecting with me for some reason. I want to sound like that. I want to be him.
He's going to be the newest faculty member at the Boston New England Conservatory. That's next. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.